This one got our attention. It's when the new president of Community College of Denver pledged $50,000 over 5 years to the Community College of Denver Foundation to support the school and its students. It's kind of a challenge, kind of a gauntlet thrown down to all those alumni of CCD and all those folks interested in the future of community college education in America. In studio this morning, Dr. Everett Freeman, welcome to KUVO. Gift of $50,000 over 5 years, you kind of got our attention. Who are you going after? Alumni? Corporate Denver?
Well, when I was hired back in November by the Community College of Colorado Assistant President Nancy McCollum, she said, Everett, I'd like you to spend some time on fundraising. And what I discovered in my career, having been a former president in Georgia, is that you really have to be talking about investment in higher education when you approach people. And the first question they ask is, have you invested in that institution? If you ask me to invest in that institution. So it just simply made sense to make that first investment in the Community College of Denver, and gladly so.
Well, it's part of a new strategic plan for CCD, the Community College of Denver, that's been launched. And I think with the eyes of the world really watching America's education system and all the challenges that we're facing, with the attention from the president, community colleges are really sort of at the crosshairs in this discussion about how to train Americans to succeed in a very competitive global marketplace.
And Denver's truly at the very apex of that discussion, because Denver has a mayor that's committed to public K-12 education. It has a higher education system that's committed to bringing those students from the K-12 system, the Denver public schools and private schools, into the public education, higher education system in the state. So this is a great time to be in Colorado and a great time to be the president of Community College of Denver.
But there are no ivy-colored walls, ivy-covered walls down there. There are no big open greens that come to mind. You've got this urban campus. And what do they call your student body, non-traditional students?
They are the future. If you look at the demographics of students in 2014, the student who is 24 years old and over is now the traditional student rather than the non-traditional student. So the Community College of Denver and the community college system as a whole, we're really in the sweet spot to attract and to graduate those men and women who now make up the majority of higher education in the United States and in Colorado.
Our guest, Dr. Everett Freeman, president of Community College of Denver. Well, there's no shortage of challenges facing CCD and other community colleges. You've got retention and completion rates. Let's just start there. How do you get people through what you have, both two-year and four-year programs?
Yes.
How do you keep students on track?
Well, the first thing we do is we say to individuals, not where you come from, it's where you're going. And many people say, oh, I'm going to start at a community college, therefore it's not the very best. But many of the best corporate leaders and best civic leaders in the United States have started at community colleges. And the value proposition of a community college today is so strong. Do you spend $20,000 at a ritzy private university, or do you spend $2,500 at a community college for the same number of college credits? I think we have a value proposition, and I think consumers are increasingly seeing that.
Well, yeah, but the story is still out there to be told, because the job market is not getting, well, they say the economy's back, so it's easier now. What are your graduates telling you? What are your students or your career department telling you?
They're telling me what we've always known about community colleges: as the economy improves, the number of people who are opting to do both, work and go to community college, increases. So we've got this wonderful opportunity now to begin to reintroduce community colleges to the workforce community, to reintroduce the concept of community colleges to the business community and to the public sector communities, and to say it's not an either or for Coloradans, it's a both. It's a time to go back to work, and it's a time to go back to community colleges.
Everett Freeman, the president of Community College of Denver.
Everett, you were talking about value, for community college and value and getting the most from that, from the money. And, we're in the time right now where this whole aspect of student debt is first and foremost on the minds of many, many people, because how many years you got to work you know, to pay this thing off and so forth. So that's also got to be a great appeal, not just the quality of the education, but how much you have to, how much of your future you have to invest in this education.
Carlos, you're raising such a good point. Let me give you an example. If you're a high schooler in Denver Public Schools, you can take concurrent enrollment courses with the Community College of Denver and literally graduate from your high school with up to 12 college credits or sometimes even more that you've already banked before you walk through the door of a college. That's a value proposition that savvy parents are now looking at.
Well, and that trend is really picking up around the country. We know there are some challenges, though, with what they call rudimentary or remedial education and getting students who are maybe graduating with not enough skills to do well in college or community college.
You'd be surprised that myth continues to linger on, even though DPS has been doing an incredible job of what we traditionally call developmental education in getting those students college ready. That's part of the Denver Public Schools strategic plan. It's part of our strategic initiative to continue to work with DPS, where there may be students who don't have all of the wherewithal to complete at the highest level in college, but students come to us ready to complete at some level. And our job is to just get them to the highest possible level, and we do that at Community College of Denver with great success.
Does it mean a lot of vocational training? Is it really sort of a different, there's something between technical institutes and higher education, and that's and universities, and that's the community college?
It means
filling
that
up that big space in the middle.
It does. It means being able to say to the employers in Denver, tell us what your immediate workforce needs are so we can begin to pedagogically address those. And it also says, I know Harvard graduates who start on the job first day can't write a paragraph. So the same challenges that a Harvard graduate may have, our Community College of Denver student may have. That is preparing students to write better, to think better, to compute better with dollars and cents, to be able to do that higher order thinking. And that's what community college are best able to do, and we've got a long history doing those things.
I think your work is cut out for you. You spell it out in the strategic plan, which was released recently.
That's correct.
So between now and 2019, you've got your work cut out for you. You can read it at ccd.edu. Are you encouraged? Is it an oncoming train or the light at the end of the tunnel?
I'm delighted to be here because this is, as I said earlier, this is really the sweet spot of higher education in the United States. The state is progressive in its thinking. It has invested in higher education where many states are de-investing in higher education. And I couldn't think of a better place to be at a better time than right here in the city of Denver.
Dr. Everett Freeman, president of Community College of Denver, has thrown down the gauntlet with his own $50,000 pledge. And I guess a shout out to all the CCD alumni and corporate Denver that wants to get on board on this next wave of community education. Thank you, Dr. Freeman.
My pleasure.